VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz, reporting. The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. A spokesman told reporters in New York that at least five civilians were reportedly killed and several others injured. He said Tripoli witnessed the heaviest fighting since the outbreak of clashes, with indiscriminate rocket fire on a high-density neighborhood in the Libyan capital. The United States announced new sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua Wednesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right, in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans, who were now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Venezuela, people are welcoming the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross and the Red Crescent Society. The delivery of such aid has been a focal point in Venezuela's power struggle until Tuesday. The embattled President Nicolas Maduro had refused to allow any flow of aid, even insisting his people didn't need it. The UN says a quarter of Venezuela's 30 million people urgently need food and medical help. The former president of Peru, Alan Garcia, has died after shooting himself in the head. Police were trying to arrest him on corruption allegations tied to Latin America's largest graft investigation. This is VOA News. Nearly $1 billion in donations have poured in for the vast restoration of the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral, but a pledge by the French President Emmanuel Macron that it will be completed within 5 years is getting some heavy criticism. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Macron said the renovations to restore iconic 19th century spire, vaulting, and two-thirds of the cathedral's roof would be completed in time for the Paris 2024 Olympics. However, experts say that the ambitious timeline appears insufficient for such a massive operation. The comments came as Notre Dame's rector said he would close the once functioning cathedral for up to 5 to 6 years. He said that a segment of the near 900-year-old cathedral may be gravely weakened. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Reports citing relatives of former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir say the ousted leader has been moved from house arrest to prison. But protesters who are demanding civilian leadership instead of the transitional military council are skeptical. Correspondent Naba Mohideen reports from Khartoum.
Reports on Wednesday said the ousted former president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, has been moved from house arrest to federal prison. Unnamed members of Bashir's family told Reuters news agency, the BBC, and others he was moved to Kabir prison in Khartoum late Tuesday, while prison guards told CNN they saw Bashir's arrival at the facility. Kabir prison is where Bashir locked up many of his opponents during his 3 decades in power.
A young woman from Florida who had traveled to the western American state of Colorado and bought a shotgun for what authorities feared would be an attack on a high school just days of ahead of the 20th anniversary of another high school shooting was found dead Wednesday. The sheriff says that 18-year-old Sol Pais died in an apparent suicide after a nearly 24-hour-long manhunt. Pais was discovered by the FBI with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The manhunt had led to the closing of schools in the area as a precaution. Federal authorities said Wednesday they've charged 60 people, including 31 doctors, for their roles in illegally prescribing and distributing millions of pills containing opioids and other dangerous drugs. The U.S. attorney in the area described the action as the biggest known takedown yet of drug prescribers. He called the doctors involved white-coated drug dealers. Authorities said the 60 charged include 53 medical professionals. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.